10 signs you are attracting prosperity.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be here, having more fun than a monkey climbing a greased pole. And today, yes, today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I want to share with you today these 10 signs that you're attracting prosperity. Because you may be hitting it off on maybe 3 or 4 of them, but if you can activate all 10 signs, you're unstoppable when it comes to money. You're unstoppable when it comes to prosperity. You're unstoppable when it comes to wealth. Look, you deserve to have the money that you desire. So I'm going to share these 10 signs, but first, before we begin, be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube, click the bell icon, and also on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and supporting us since 2009. 10 signs you are attracting prosperity. Number one, you just feel this burning fire, this passion for your dreams. Perhaps you can't even identify all your dreams, but you just know that you were called to do something special with your life. Your life has meaning. It has value, and you're excited about living. You get up every morning, you go, wow, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. Now, if you're getting out of bed going, oh, I hate the world, you know, that's not a good place to begin your day. That's not where you want to start. You may have that feeling for a moment, but once those feet hit the ground, you've got to be fired up, filled with passion, and have your dream firmly locked in place in your mind. It's so important. And people that do, they are attracting prosperity. It's funny. Those who have their dreams in their mind and they're passionate about them, they're excited about them, they tend to achieve. Others do not. Number two, alignment to wealth. Now, what do I mean by being aligned to wealth? Well, some people are okay drinking coffee out of a paper cup. Other people are not. I had a friend who was from Switzerland, used to come over, and he loved to go to Starbucks and a few other different places. But he was very wealthy, and he was aligned to wealth. So we'd go to Starbucks, and he'd say, well, don't they serve it out of a nice mug? And I go, no, they don't. I guess you could bring your own. And so he'd start bringing his own because he wasn't going to drink out of a paper cup. It didn't feel right to him. And by the way, when I went to Switzerland, yes, the Starbucks there do serve coffee out of a mug. So, you know, his car, always, no older than 2 years, BMW, okay? Yep, and kept spotless, not a spot on it, clean inside and out. He was aligned to wealth. When he put on his gloves, the softest, most luxurious, he bought me a pair so I can speak about them, leather gloves you will ever, ever own. He was aligned. In other words, you like things that wealthy people can buy and have. You're not comfortable just being satisfied sitting on you'll do it if you have to, but you're not comfortable sitting on a picnic bench. You want a nice lounge chair. And I used to see that when I coached baseball. There were some parents that would just sit on a wood bench. And there were some parents who would bring a nice fold-out lounge chair that would hold their cup. And guess what? I started to take note, and the people that were sitting on the wood bench most of the time had less income than those who brought the nice lounge chair. When you are aligned to wealth, you attract wealth. Say, I like good things in life. I am aligned to wealth. Number three, you see eagles and hawks everywhere. They are above you. Oh my gosh. I just looked out the window. There's a beautiful hawk in our tree, in our front yard, at the very, very top of the tree. It's that time of day when they're looking for mice and rodents and things like that. When you're seeing these kind of animals on a regular basis, this is the universe speaking. The universe doesn't have vocal cords, so it has to speak to you in other ways through sequential numbers. 222, 333, 444, 666, 777, 999. When you see those kind of sequential numbers coming up all the time. I had a lady who struck it very, very rich. I was mentoring her. And she would say, Robert, since I started working with you, everywhere I go now, I see limousines. Does this mean anything? And I said, absolutely. This is the universe calling you to that lifestyle. She says, well, I thought so, but I wasn't certain. Today, she's very wealthy, and she rides in limousines. Okay? So, when you see limos all the time, or you see a really nice, expensive, hot car, or you see pictures of a big, beautiful home that you'd like to live in, these are signs from the universe that you're attracting prosperity. Oh, you are going to be well off. Are you one of those people that you're just filled with, I mean, these tears running down your eyes. You're just so grateful for everything. You're attracting prosperity. Your gratitude is it's an elixir to the universe for prosperity. And the more grateful you are, the more you tend to attract. It's an amazing thing. But as you open up to gratitude, as you become more grateful all the time. So if you're one of those people that you're just filled with gratitude, you can't go to sleep at night till you think about all the things that you're grateful for, you are attracting prosperity in your life. And it's coming your way, I have no doubt. Well, I think willing to risk, number five on my list, is absolutely an important sign. Some people are not willing to risk. They're not willing to risk for love. They're not willing to risk and start their own business. I read about a couple who gave up their corporate jobs, bought a VW bus, and they're just traveling the country now. And they're taking on little odd jobs as they go. They risked it all for happiness, and they are extraordinarily happy. Now, that may not be your life path, but that's theirs. But are you willing to risk for your life path? I'm not telling you to be stupid. I'm not telling you to jump off a building without a parachute. But if you have a chute and you've checked it out and it's worked for others, chances are it will work for you too. You have to be willing to take a risk. Look, this is where I want to pause for a moment. If you're starting a business, if you're working on your career, I want to talk to you. I want to give you 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want to work with you because I love working with wealth attractors. I mean, it just excites me. So I want to help you. Call me, write me, send me a letter. Tell me how successful you already are and how much more successful you will become. I just can't wait to hear from you. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. Well, there are those people who say, one of these days, I'm going to do this. One of these days, I'm going to do that. And then there are those people who make out almost a daily bucket list, you know, of things that they're going to take action on, and they do. They're action-oriented. If you are a person that believes in these three words, do it now, then you are attracting prosperity, wealth, and abundance in large amounts. And if you haven't seen it yet, when trust me, just because you see a little teeny iceberg doesn't mean that there's not a big one underneath. A lot of times when we attract, we don't see everything. And then almost overnight, it just plows into our life. Overnight, we seem to become wealthy, or we seem to have this happen or this happen. And it's been happening all along. You just didn't see it. Well, there are two kinds of people in the world. What do they say? There are those who believe the glass is half empty, and those who believe the glass is half full. If you're one of those people who believe the glass is half full, you have what they call PMA, positive mental attitude. If you are constantly focusing and training your mind to have a positive mental attitude, you are attracting prosperity, and prosperity can't stay away from you, because prosperity is attracted to positive mental attitude. Well, next on the list is specialized knowledge. You can have a positive mental attitude, but if you don't have the specialized knowledge, you know, in our business, we have to learn about all kinds of things that I never thought I would have to learn about. You know, when I left marketing and advertising, I had my own agency, and I said, I'm going to start working with clients and mentoring them, because I had 30 years in the mystery tradition as well. Also had been taught hypnosis by the late Jimmy Grippa, who was considered one of the best in the world at his time. So I had all these skills, the specialized knowledge, but I didn't have specialized knowledge in podcasting. I didn't have specialized knowledge in YouTube. I didn't have specialized, I get specialized knowledge. You need to find out what kind of specialized knowledge you need for your business, for your industry, for your career, and then obtain that specialized knowledge and apply it. Number 9, money comes easily to you. Maybe you find a few pennies on the ground. Maybe you find a nickel here. You find a $20 bill. Somebody mails you some money you didn't expect that was coming to you. That happens to me all the time. We get checks in the mail, go, oh, we forgot about that. I didn't even know we had that coming. Money comes easily. Now, if it has been coming slowly and with more difficulty, it's because you believe it does. Your beliefs create your reality. I believe money is too damn easy to make. What about you? Say it. Money's too easy to make. There's money all over the place. Prosperity is my birthright. Okay? Can you say that? Don't be embarrassed. Say it and believe it and begin living it. Well, number 10, I think this is so important. You are constantly working on developing a mastermind group. These are other people that you can turn to that have specialized knowledge, that have skills and abilities. And perhaps the mastermind group is within your own company, your own corporation. Perhaps it's not. Perhaps it's within a variety of different companies. But building a mastermind group is essential. Jeff Bezos did not build Amazon by himself. Okay? Nobody builds anything by themselves. You have to have other people, like-minded people around you, positive people that you can build your empire with. And I believe with all my heart that you deserve prosperity. You deserve wealth beyond just immeasurable wealth. I really believe that. Now, the question is, do you believe it? If you choose to believe it, and if you're activating these 10 signs, wealth cannot stay away from you. Prosperity cannot stay away from you. You are attracting it automatically. It will find you if it hasn't already. And if it has, you'll find more of it. Okay? Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for subscribing to us and for visiting our website at Law of Attraction Solutions. And I want to remind you to follow us on Instagram. We give away 3 absolutely super audio programs every single month at the end of the month, and it's from our Instagram list. So join us on Instagram. Thank you so much. You have a great and wonderful day because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.